Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Last Saturday was one of those beautiful sunny November days that makes you happy to live on the North Coast. It was also the third annual Veterans Day at McKay Race. The event started 3 years ago when my wife and I joined forces with a local couple, Heath and Irina, who are Army veterans and wanted to start a local run on Veterans Day. The event has grown into a 5 and 10K race, as well as a community connections fair and creative arts venue. The goal of the event is to bring together veterans in the community at large to honor their service and get veterans connected with local nonprofits. Many vets miss the sense of purpose and mission that serving in the military brings. Finding other ways to serve locally can be a win-win for both the vets and the organizations that they can bring their experience and leadership to. This year, we dedicated the event to ending veteran suicide. Many of us were wearing shirts honoring a local veteran who was part of the race last year, but tragically lost his battle with PTSD. Unfortunately, last month, a friend and co-worker of mine in the Air Force Reserves took his own life, shocking many in our tight-knit unit. Veteran suicide is a tragedy that has affected way too many people. There's no silver bullet solution, but we can make a difference, and the status quo is simply unacceptable. This year, the proceeds from the race will be donated to support the local Soldiers on Single Track and Veterans Surf Therapy programs. If you personally know a veteran who is struggling, there are many local resources that can help. To name a few, the VA Clinic in Eureka has an excellent team of mental health professionals that are here to help. The local Vet Center is another resource that has some incredible counselors that do great work for veterans. Another aspect of the event was the collaboration with Cal Poly Humboldt Department of Arts, Humanities, and Social Science. They brought together a group of 6 veteran artists, both from the local community as well as around the country. Many of them have found art to be a great help and even healing force as they have transitioned out of the military. I enjoyed observing the different artists and even getting my hands dirty making a custom mug with veteran artist Aaron Toole, a well-known Marine who teaches ceramics at UC Berkeley. An event like this isn't possible without the support of the community. We had an incredible group of volunteers I'd like to thank, led by the Humboldt IPA who planned this event for many months. We had the generous support of many local sponsors who donated money and prizes to the event. Six Rivers Running Club was hugely helpful in organizing the race, inputting times, and taking pictures. Cal Poly Humboldt and their legion of College Corps volunteers showed up in force to help. And the Arcata American Legion grilled over 400 burgers for the after party. While one event won't solve veteran suicide, it was encouraging to see so many people from the community supporting veterans while being active and enjoying the great outdoors. If you missed the event this year, don't worry. We'll see you next year on Veterans Day weekend. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.